Len, the temperature today in Chicago could hit 80 degrees here on April 7th. This originally was supposed to be the last day of our stay-at-home quarantine. Unfortunately, that's been extended through the end of the month. But in the meantime, the weather's getting better, and I'm sure if you're a golfer or a golf course owner, you're sitting there inside today wishing you could play or at least be open for business.
Yeah, here in Florida, we had 2 days of rain, which we needed badly, and tomorrow and the next day, they're going to be record temperatures in the 90-degree range, but you can, at least here, you can play a little bit. The restrictions, though, are limited. I mean, there's a lot of courses you can only one person to a cart. Some you have to walk, walking only. There are restrictions to play, but at least you can play here. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think that some of the politicians have a lot more information than I have. But I just feel like, you know, getting out, and I know personally, for me, getting out and having the walks that we can take here and things like that, they're very important. You know, everybody's going to get together and eventually all come together and be out there playing. We made that part of the Monday schedule announcement by Jay Monahan of the PGA Tour was an eye-opener one for me. I mean, there was at least I found it a positive thing in that dates were set. A lot of the uncertainty of the rest of the season was at least partially cleared up because you knew what the tournament organizers were thinking. And in the Chicago area, Rory, I was really surprised. Sake of the big tournaments in Chicago, we couldn't have had it much more the same as it was originally planned. I mean, the BMW just moves back a week. The Korn Ferry Tour's Evan Schuyler's Invitational is still on the schedule, and it's supposed to be the first tournament when that tour returns to action. The John Deere Classic in July is still on its usual date. And the Ryder Cup, of all things, the Ryder Cup is still scheduled at Whistling Straits on the same dates in the fall. Not much change for Chicago, but I tell you, there was an awful lot of change elsewhere.
Well, Len, obviously, with the Ryder Cup, if it's still played on its current dates at the end of September, having the FedEx Cup playoffs in August and a U.S. Open 2 weeks before the Ryder Cup, there's plenty of time for guys to get some points if they're serious about being on these teams, or at least play, you know, good enough golf in big-time events that will give captains Padraig Harrington from Team Europe and Steve Stricker from Team USA something to think about in terms of their selection. It'll be interesting to see if the teams get changed at all. Currently, Steve Stricker will get automatically the top eight guys on the point list, and then he gets four captain picks. Will that change a little bit? Will it be seven guys on the list and five picks, or six and six? Or might they just say, you know what, we're going to take the top 12 guys on the point list, and so be it, because it's obviously guys that are still playing well and have come through the layoff of the virus times and have refound their games and are ready to go for an event like the Ryder Cup. So it'll be interesting to see. Len, you and I, over the years, we've covered our share of U.S. Opens and USGA events, and including the inaugural U.S. Senior Women's Open here at Chicago Golf Club just a couple of years ago. And while the USGA is still going to have the men's and women's U.S. Open, the senior U.S. Opens have been put off to 2021, and I'm sure there's a list of reasons why, but I'm interested to see what the USGA will do in terms of whether they will just move their schedule back a year, or if the clubs that were supposed to host these championships are going to get pushed back 3 or 4 years before they actually see the championship.
That's an interesting one. Of course, you're right. I mean, I thought for the U.S. Senior Women's Open, I think it's especially unfortunate, I guess is the word. I mean, that tournament has only been played a couple times. The tournament, well, I felt like it was just kind of starting to build up some momentum, and here it has to sit out a year. But the Senior LPGA tournament, that'll be the only major for the women senior players. That's still on at French Lick, although that was going to be, that date was moved up into July, so I don't know where they're going to stand with that one. That's I think it's still on the calendar, though. But that particular tournament was such a good idea to get it started. And the women of that age group, of that era, have certainly deserved a big national championship. And it was such a feel-good event when it was held at Chicago Golf Club to get it all going. It's really a shame that a tournament, I think, maybe could it has the potential to lose some of the momentum that it built up there. Maybe it'll be a good thing. It'll be start the momentum all over again when they come back to play.
Well, Len, a lot of people excited that there's still going to be a Masters this year. We're not sure. Well, I'm sure Augusta National will still look good, even in November, based on where it's at, located geographically down in the state of Georgia. But everything else that tied in with the Masters gets the short end of the stick here, as the Women's Augusta National Amateur has been canceled for the year. And of course, as we talked about on our podcast last week, the junior golfers, the drive, chip, and putt leaders, they've been pushed back a year. So everything that's sort of attached to the Masters has been pushed back to 2021.
Yeah, those are both events there that had really been well received. They were well received, and now they're losing momentum as well. They were really good events to get going, and if they started well, people like them, they're going to continue. But it's just a shame. You look forward to them now that you're getting used to them and you see how nice they are, you're going to miss them. I guess that's just the way it's going to be this year, this odd year we're going through.
That brings us to other things in golf, including what people are doing to stay active when their golf courses are closed. And, of course, many mm-hmm. states you can play under strong restriction at this point. But Illinois is one place where our courses are not open. And I was just wondering, have you seen any good tips or ideas for people to actually get out, whether it's in their backyard or in their garage or basement, just to stay ready for the season ahead whenever it does open?
Well, the internet's been filled with a lot of stuff there. Most notably, off the PGA Tour, Scott Stallings is coming out with a video that it deals as much with getting ready for golf as weightlifting, I believe, or weight loss, because he had dropped 50 pounds and became a much better player because of it. No, they're interesting. You can Google indoor golf training, I believe, and there's all kinds of options of things that you can do in your house. It shows that I don't know how many people are using it, but David Ogren, for instance, our friend David Ogren, He has been bringing up some different tips and stuff that can be done inside. It's not like the game is just disappearing exactly. I mean, it changes state by state, county by county, but it's obvious that people still certainly want to stay involved with golf.
Well, Len, what's getting interesting is various states that are rejecting golfers from other states and saying that if you don't live there, you can't play there. In certain places, people have been arrested for trying to cross state lines and play golf. And, as we mentioned, Iowa now rejecting Illinois golfers from coming over the river there, especially in the Quad City area. I don't have any data on the courses that are open in Wisconsin, if they're letting people in from Illinois. We've seen it before. Illinois golfers are bound to travel all over the country, especially when times are good, but they're finding a way to take their business elsewhere when they can't do their business here in Illinois. And we saw it with sportsbook gaming for several months. Indiana had their books open. Illinois did not. There's estimates that cost the state of Illinois anywhere from $200 to $300 million just in that short time frame alone. The question is, how many green fees have gone over the border in the last 3 or 4 weeks while Illinois has been shut down? And for a while, Iowa and currently Indiana, at least Indiana, is still letting Illinois golfers come across the border and play. So there's now getting to be a bigger concern about some of the taxes that our governor and Illinois state have has put forth for the fall. And you have to wonder if businesses remain closed, especially golf courses, how are they going to pay them? And at some point here, will Governor Pritzker review the case when it comes towards golf as we get towards the end of April?
Yeah, here in Florida, it's a little different because golf has been deemed an essential sport. However, the area from Miami down to Broward County and Palm Beach County, it's about 50 miles or so from where I live. You know, they stopped play there. So a lot of what happened is just what you're saying in Illinois. People would go to Iowa to play. People would go to Indiana to play. People started pushing closer and closer to us over here. So what happened? Where I live, PGA Golf Club, they decided that they would. That's a big golf resort here. They decided they just stopped play here last week, even though they could have considered. You know, what they're in an area where they could have played. Now the courses that are open. It's a different game when you play it here because the tee times are hard to come by. They're not impossible. There are places you can play. You know, the restrictions, only so many players can go out. They have to be spread out in carts. Maybe they have to be walking. You have to definitely call ahead. The further north you go, interestingly enough, the further north you go, from what I can tell, the golf restrictions are less and less within the state I live in, within the state of Florida now. You know, it's one of those things, there was a very interesting item yesterday on the Chicago District Golf Association website. They interviewed Patrick Flavin, who played, and involved in a controversy out there. They still have some pro tournaments going on out there. Patrick played in something called the Outlaw Tour. He was one of 14 players disqualified for teeing off from the wrong tee box. He gave a very interesting explanation of it. I'd hardly recommend people give a look on that. Casey Richards interviewed Patrick, but it's so different state by state. Sooner or later, we got to all come together.
Well, what was interesting was the actions that were taken up in Wisconsin shortly after the governor did recommend that the golf courses close. And one county banded together, and after they got approval from not only the local police departments, the local political officials, the local county health examiner, the local sheriff's office, they reopened their golf courses. And they went back out to playing. Whether anybody can go play them or not remains a little bit of a question. But I'm sure Wisconsiners today who were told that their elections today were still on and that everybody should go to the polls and vote, I would think if you could do that, you certainly should be able to go out and play golf.
Absolutely. That I couldn't believe the elections were. We're not political guys here, for the record, but I couldn't believe that an election was able to be held, especially given the restrictions on things like golf in Wisconsin. It just didn't. It seemed to go counterproductive in both directions there. So I don't know what the thinking is with the cheeseheads there.
Well, that's you know, I'm sure you could find a lot of Chicago sports fans that would say that anyway. But, right. You know, first of all, you know, I think, and you touched on it earlier, I think the Western Golf Association didn't do bad in regards to the BMW Championship, just getting pushed back a week. And, you know, what's been important for them, at least last year, and we saw it at Medina, was the change in attendance and everything else, the weather, by being able to have the BMW Championship in August before Labor Day. I think it meant a lot to the tournament, and I think it's good for them that even with having to move, they have been able to stay in August, and they have been able to stay in front of Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, that was a big help for the BMW last year to play in August when the weather was just really still more of the golf season. It was a good day change. It was a good thing that the PGA Tour did to make the FedEx Cup playoffs end before football number one, and end in warmer weather number two. And this is a minor change. Now, more of a on the negative side, I don't know how negative it'd be, but the having all these bigger events They're going to certainly overshadow the FedEx Cup playoffs, I think. Having the U.S. Open and the Ryder Cup and all these coming in the Masters, all coming later than that. But that's a problem. Maybe it'd be interesting. That'll be a problem I think people can live with. I mean, it's going to be just a different way of watching golf and following golf. That's we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Well, then it will be interesting to see what they do in terms of galleries when golf returns. Who knows? Maybe golf can be a leader in the term of getting professional sports back active again. You know, I know a lot of people credit the NBA that had the courage to be the first to shut down their league. It might take a little courage to be the first to really open up your league again and what you're going to do in terms of fans and spectators or patrons in some cases to come back and see your sporting events. I know Major League Baseball today still talking about opening up training camps at some point in May. Now, not necessarily May 1st, it could be May 31st, but they want to limit their camps to only 50 people allowed in the camp a day. It would pretty much be the players and obviously managers, coaches, probably some medical people and strength and conditioning types, and let these guys work out together and scrimmage together for a couple weeks, and who knows, there might even be a few spring training games before they head back to their respective cities and try to begin a baseball season, which I think Major League Baseball would still like to start within the first week of June. The owners want to get at least 100 games in, and it's, I think, the same thing kind of moves over to golf. You know, you want to get in as many tournaments as you possibly can this year, especially the majors and the Ryder Cup and the important ones, and why we've been talking about the PGA Tour. The LPGA Tour has got some dates out there for late June to restart, and their first major, the ANA Inspiration, has been pushed up to the first full week of September there, which starts with Labor Day and goes on. So September is really going to turn into a busy month on the calendar with the Kentucky Derby and the NFL and the U.S. Open and the Ryder Cup. September. Mark your calendars.
I tell you, it's, if you think about it, Roy, golf could well be the best sport. Welcome back to the regular competition, because I think it's more controllable for something like this. It's not your galleries can be, they can be limited. They could be non-existent. Maybe they ought to play maybe that first Korn Ferry Tour event at the Glen Club. Maybe they should have a trial run and not have spectators, or very few spectators, but it'll be on TV, and they'll be able to work out some kinks. Maybe that's an answer. Maybe that you gradually build up to see how that works, then have a few more people at a PGA Tour event, see how that works, and go on from there. I mean, golf is much more controllable than baseball, where you have a big crowded stadium. I mean, how do you play a baseball game in front of no fans? I can't quite see how that would work out.
Well, I'd have to think that professional sports, when they come back at first, might have to ease into things a little bit, and perhaps it's only season ticket holders are allowed in for games instead of just anybody who wants to buy a ticket, just to reduce the crowd size a little bit.
And that's an option.
And it would have to be the season ticket holder themselves. You know, season ticket holders these days, because of the cost of tickets, they enter into partnerships with people, and maybe the main person has half the games and four or five other partners. You have a percentage of the games. Maybe it's going to just have to be the person whose name is on the ticket can come with one guest that day, and that's it. And, you know, that's what it might have to be at first. You know, I would hate to see a beautiful day at Wrigley Field with 10,000 people in the stands, or, you know, even a similar situation. Crowds are expected to be bigger at Sox Park this year, having a team that might be able to contend for the playoffs for the first time in years. But, you know, if that's what it takes to get sports moving again, so be it.
I think they can start changing. I think I've been getting a feeling that things are starting to pick up and we're getting back into. Maybe it's just wishful thinking, but I don't think so. I think it's there's been a lot of conversation on all kinds of fronts, including the sports front, especially the golf front. It starts with conversation, and I think we're gonna have some good things here. We have kicked around, you and I, more privately than on the air so far, but There are some of the golf resorts are open. People can play there if they want to do some research and find them, and we can tell them about them in future podcasts. But the fact that golf is being played, that's a real positive.
Well, Len, I'm still seeing posts that Boyne Resorts up in northern Michigan plans to open on May 1st. It looks like their golf courses will be open. Limited resort other options will be available. But again, like we talked about smaller crowds at the ballparks, maybe some of these resorts that have 300, 400, 500 rooms might only, for a month or so, they might only be able to rent out 75 or 100 rooms at first and have to spread their guests out a little bit more. And they might have to still restrict how many people they let out on a driving range, how many people are allowed in a restaurant. If you got a restaurant that comfortably seats 130 people, maybe it's only going to be 130 people, and you take those 7 or 8 tables that people are in dining and you spread them out so they're all 30 or 40 feet apart in the restaurant. You just don't have people sitting on top of one another. And maybe that's what it'll have to be at first. I know we've talked about this, but we're going to try to pull something together called Where You Going. We're going to try to talk to the travel properties and the resorts on would they think they might reopen, what they will do when they reopen. Will there be specials to get the business back, or do they anticipate everybody just ready to go somewhere? Do they have to prepare for an avalanche full of guests? It'll all be interesting when everything fires up, Lenny.
Right, that's true, and I should just throw this in there, that some resorts, they are open. Like French Lick, you can play all their courses, but you can't stay on the resort. You got to find another hotel. You just brought up the Boyne situation in Michigan. And I know that closer to me here, you can find golf to play in South Carolina and North Carolina. So it is out there, and I think we're just, our job is to kind of start uncovering it and letting people know about it and try to normalize things as best we can. I think that's kind of our job, and I look forward to doing that.
All right, Len, we'll do another volume podcast at some point next week. We welcome everybody to stay tuned for Zeman Spears Podcast 2020 Series Volume 5 to be posted next week. Lenny, have a good day, and since you can go play, hit him straight.